Hi, this is Funny Lady Life, and this is Daddy St. James, and I'm with my husband, Larry.
Hello.
So what we want to tell you about is we were invited to a beautiful summer wedding. Our neighbor's daughter got married, and it was a lovely formal affair, Larry.
Yeah, it's pretty nice.
Yeah, I wore a lavender gown with the Somewhere in Time Jane Seymour updo wig collection.
Oh, yes. You were lovely.
Thank you, Larry. And Larry on a black suit. You looked very handsome. So we're at the wedding and, we're cocktail hour and enjoying ourselves. And they had a DJ there. They didn't have a band. I was wondering why they didn't have a band, Larry. That was the kind of place where you think you'd see a band.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, you can't beat live entertainment, you know?
No, you can't. Anywho, so I was just saying to Larry, you know, they were playing some music, and it was very nice, you know, instrumental kind of music. I said, Larry, let's go dance. And he was giving me a hard time. And, you know, we took ballroom dancing lessons, and we never utilized them, Larry.
No.
So I was simply...
Wasn't too anxious either.
So I was simply trying to tell Larry that, you know, we should go on the dance floor. There was nobody on the dance floor. And that we should strut our stuff, basically.
Yeah, so now why don't you tell everybody what happened?
So, the DJ was talking. I couldn't hear what he said. I took Larry's hand.
Yeah, grabbed my paw, dragged me out there, straight across the floor, almost lost my balance, pulled me out there.
Right.
Yeah.
And so we were doing our ballroom dancing, and I was loving every minute.
Oh, cutting the rug, yeah.
Yeah. And so...
letting the wig down.
The wig stayed in place. Even when you were twirling me around.
Yeah, just an expression.
It was very impressive. Very good quality wig. Anywho... so that song gets over, and I look and I see our neighbor, you know, the bride and her husband, and boy, she did not look very happy at all.
No.
And she came up to me and said, Dottie, what do you think you're doing? And I was mortified because she was always nice to me, Larry, always. What I didn't realize, and I don't think Larry realized, was that the DJ had announced... Mr. and Mrs., I'm not going to say their last name, going to dance their first dance as husband and wife. Since Larry and I were talking, I didn't hear it, and went up to the dance floor and proceeded to dance the first dance that was supposed to be for the bride and groom.
Yeah, well, yada yada, now they're Mr. and Mrs. pissed off.
They are.
That's who they are.
They really are. So I apologized. I said, oh, I'm so sorry. I mean, what am I going to say? What am I going to say, Larry? I didn't hear the DJ, okay?
You stole their thunder.
Hey, you know what? He needs to have a little bit of a volume on that microphone of his, the DJ, because I didn't hear. I mean, it just kind of blended in with the background. So anywho, I was so embarrassed. I said, Larry, I said, we have to go. I was just embarrassed. And Larry said, no, we didn't get our food yet. Larry was hungry. He wanted to sit there and eat.
Hey, you know what? I wanted to crawl under a rock. I was embarrassed too, but I'll be damned if I was going to miss out on eating. I was hungry, and what these things cost, you know, I wanted to eat.
Yeah. So we're sitting at the table, and we were shunned. We were shunned by people as if we did the most horrific thing because we danced the first dance for the bride and groom.
Yes, we were exiled, supposedly.
We were. Yeah. We were. I don't think we're going to be invited to their Labor Day cookout, Larry.
No.
Every
no,
year
I
we
doubt
go.
It. No, no, we're finished.
Yeah,
toast.
We are. For a simple mistake. Do they really think that we were going to upstage the bride and the groom on purpose?
I don't know, but we're blacklisted.
Oh, my God. So, yeah, so here's the lesson. If you go to a wedding, just wait until the bride and the groom dance their first dance and then get up on the dance
Absolutely,
floor.
For Pete's sake. Let them have their moment.
Right. So thank you so much for listening to Funny Lady Life. Bye.